a bunch of people asked me about making their sukkahs a little more open this year because of COVID concerns. And as we know, you don't need four walls halakhically. You only need three walls. And the third wall actually only needs to be seven tefachim wide or seven tefachim long, which is about, let's say, for a machmer like the Chazon Ish, let's say it's 4 inches to a tefach, so we're talking 28 inches, two and a half feet. So, for example, there was someone who showed me a picture where they had, I guess, two walls of the house, plus they got some lattice, two walls of the house, like an L shape, and then they got some lattice, which was for the third wall, and that was only about 28 inches. It has to be at least 10 tefachim high, at least 40 inches high, and that would be sufficient. Someone else, I think, mentioned to me that their canvas, they have four pieces of canvas and they connect to each other. So I told them they can leave one open. And in fact, the piece of canvas, let's say on each side, you can fold it over a pole. There's a pole, like say, halfway up. So apparently from the bottom of the ground until the pole is 40 inches. So they can actually, you know, instead of making the canvas go all the way up, you could actually fold it over. So it's only 40 inches high, and that would be sufficient because of the principle of gudasik, that the rest of the wall virtually extends upwards to the top if it's at least 10 tefachim, if the wall is at least 10 tefachim high. Now, there are other possible suggestions. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Lamed Seif Yud discusses a situation where, let's say, you use sort of sheets as walls, and you're afraid that the wind's going to blow. And the question among the poskim is how much blowing of the sheets in the winds render the walls possible, rather the walls invalid. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in any case, varotze lasos bistinim, if you're making these sheets, tov sheyerog bimechitzos kanim apachos mishlosha, what you can do is you can make different reeds or different posts, different reeds, I guess, within three tefachim of each other, based on the principle of lavud, that if two reeds, or for our purposes, two strings, are within three tefachim of each other, so the space in between is considered negligible, and it's as if it's like a solid wall. So if you're concerned that the sheet is flapping back and forth, that the piece of canvas or whatever the wall is flapping back and forth in the wind, so you can take pieces of string and you can tie them from one end of the wall to the other end of the wall. So, and let's say if we're stringent when it comes to the shear of a tefach, so let's say the Chazon Ish thinks it's 4 inches. Rav Chaim Naas thinks it's 3 inches. So within three tefachim. So every 9 inches, you go 9 inches up from the ground, you tie one string, you tie a string from one edge to the other edge of the wall. Then you go another 9 inches, and you do another string from one edge to the other edge, you do another 9 inches, and you do this five times. So you have, essentially, you have 45 inches, or you have at least 40 inches of string. And according to Shulchan Aruch, that takes care of the problem because the string obviously is not going to flap in the wind. So that creates a kind of virtual wall. So the question is, could you simply do that as the wall without the sheet? Can you simply take strings? Just have, don't put up any canvas. You put up the schach on top. And instead of real walls, you simply take strings. And you go up 9 inches on every, for three of the walls, because you need to have three walls. So you go up 9 inches, and then you make a string. You tie a string from one edge of the pole to the other edge. You go up another 9 inches, and you tie a string from one edge of the pole to the other edge. And you go up another 9 inches, You do five strings within 9 inches of each other. You have at least 45 inches. So that would be a virtual wall according to the Chazon Ish's height of 10 tefachim. That's at least 40 inches. So maybe that's good. So we can make the sukkah very open. So the Magid Avraham in Siman Tafrei Shlamin, so he says actually that only works if you do that for all four walls. This is what's called, these walls are what's called machitzos geruos in Hilchos Erevin. So we discuss the status of a wall, not only when it comes to sukkah, but also when it comes to Erevin. So these are called machitzos geruos. If it's just, if you either tie the strings horizontally or you have strings vertically. So these are machitzos geruos. So the Magen Avraham says that you need to have all four walls with these strings if you're tying them either horizontally or vertically. The Chazon Ish doesn't like this. The Chazon Ish in Or Chaim Siman Ayin Hei Sif Katan Ches writes that since these are only virtual walls, these are halachic walls, they're not real walls, they're only walls by virtue of lavud, and you don't have any real walls that are 7x7 tefachim, then this is invalid. Even if you have all four walls just with strings. However, if you tie strings horizontally and vertical, called shasi va'erev, so then, even according to the Chazon Ish, that would work. If you want to sort of have an open sukkah, then what you could do, even to fulfill the position of the Chazon Ish, is that for three walls, you can have tie strings from the top to the bottom, top to the bottom, top to the bottom, separate them every 3 inches, and then horizontally from one side to another side, one side to another side. The truth is you only have to do it up to 40 inches from the ground, and that way that's called Shesi V'Erev. You're creating, that's a bona fide wall because you have the strings going both vertical and horizontal. So if you do it both shesi va'erev, vertical and horizontal, and the walls are at least these walls are at least through strings at least 40 inches, 10 tefachim, that way you can create walls of a sukkah that create this open air phenomenon.